From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Claire Banderas. Last fall, students from the Legion of Black Collegians were called racial slurs on MU's campus while rehearsing for a performance for their homecoming celebration. Almost a year later, the LBC remembers its history while looking to the future. KBIA's Clara Wright reports.
We want tech! We need tech! We want tech! We need tech! We want
These slogans sound like the ones students used last fall, but they're from the 1970s. On Tuesday, the Legion of Black Collegians performed a play to tell its history from the segregationist 30s to the creation of the LBC's separate homecoming celebration in 1988 in response to that main homecoming theme, Show Me Old Mizu. The play did not include events from last fall. Shelby Anderson is the president of the LBC.
The event that happened specifically with LBC being called racial slurs last year and then again this year, that's kind of negative, and we don't want to harp on that. We want to harp on just the positive things. And that's not to forget, you know, every day outside of this, we're doing work that has to fix what happened. But for this moment, we just want to have a chance to be, like, celebrating who we are.
This homecoming week is about being together and praising their identity. Clara Wright, KBIA News.
The Missouri Democratic Party chairman is claiming that Republican Eric Reitens broke campaign finance laws by using a list of charity donors to raise money in his campaign for governor. Roy Temple filed an ethics complaint today against Reitens, a former Navy SEAL officer who founded a charity for veterans called The Mission Continues. Reitens has denied using the donor database for his campaign. A federal appeals court has ordered a judge to revisit her refusal to throw out a $100 million lawsuit by Ryan Ferguson, whose conviction in a Missouri sports editor's death was overturned after nearly a decade in prison. Today, the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided with six Columbia police officers. In the suit, Ferguson alleges the officers coerced witnesses, ignored other suspects, and fabricated evidence. U.S. District Judge Nanette Lowry, last year, rejected the officers' request to dismiss the lawsuit. Today's ruling directs Lowry to reconsider whether the officers have immunity shielding them from liability in Ferguson's case. Ferguson was sentenced to 40 years for Columbia sports editors Kent Heiholt's 2001 death. Ferguson denied involvement and was released in 2013 after an appeals court ruled the prosecutor withheld evidence. Columbia's Downtown Community Improvement District plans to donate over $23,000 to the Columbia Police Department. The donation will help the CPD fix two broken cameras in downtown Columbia and cover the cost of the data hosting system. Executive Director of the Community Improvement District, Katie Essing, says Columbia's resident safety is a top goal for the CID.
The safety and security of our customers, employees, and residents downtown is a top priority, so that's why it's so important to us to support anything that will help with safety.
The Columbia City Council will vote at its November 7th City Council meeting to approve the donation. The University of Missouri has received an $8 million gift for its proposed football facility project at Memorial Stadium. The university's athletic department said today the donor wished to remain anonymous. Missouri has raised about $67 million of the estimated $75 million needed for the Mizzou Athletics Training Complex near the stadium's south end zone. Tigers Athletic Director Jim Sterk said in a news release that the next steps for the project include meeting with architects to determine the details. The goal is to present a final plan with funding proposals to the Board of Curators in February. The university received a $10 million donation from the Kansas City Sports Trust last month and a $1.6 million gift in September from another anonymous donor. Missouri's Secretary of State is dismissing Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's claim that the upcoming election is rigged. In recent days, Trump has claimed there is a large-scale voter fraud occurring before the November 8th presidential election. But elections officials, like Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander, have called Trump's contention baseless. During a campaign event in St. Louis, Kander said Trump's comments were irresponsible and insulting.
I actually think that it is unfair to the local election authorities and to the county clerks, and even to the folks who are volunteers on election day, who volunteer, you know, every couple of years and put in an entire day's work and have for years, to suggest that they're doing it out of anything other than patriotism.
Kander is facing off against Republican U.S. Senator Roy Blunt on November 8th. I'm Claire Banderas, KBIA News, Columbia.